Well, we've been in a series called Core Christianity, talking around some major elements within our faith. We talked about faith, we talked about baptism, and today we got to see baptisms take place. And there's a pastor named Rick Warren, some of you have heard his name in the States, and he preached on baptism once. And after the service, this little 6-7-year-old boy came running up to him all excited, all bubbly, and asked him as loud as he could, "Rick, Pastor Rick, when can I get advertised?" And obviously he meant, when can I get baptized, but that's what he'd heard. But he actually wasn't far off base when he said, when can I get advertised? Because when you get baptized, as we've seen today, it publicly advertises your commitment and your faith in Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful thing that happens. It shows that baptism is the symbol that shows that you've been touched and you have been forgiven by the divine love of Jesus and that you want to respond to that. We're going to talk a little bit more about how the baptism is rooted in our faith by looking at a few scriptures. I want us to read off the screen from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. It says, "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down into him, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth, and you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." So as you come to know the Lord Jesus, as these five people have, out of that overflow comes something beautiful, a thankful heart, a soft heart that you've been touched by the divine love. And then in verse 11 and 12, it talks a little bit around how this baptism is rooted in the death and resurrection of Jesus. It says, "When you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by physical procedure." Thank God. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of your sinful nature. For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized. We're going to unpack that in a moment. "And with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead." So, in short, it's that baptism is an illustration that a soul has embraced the love and grace found in Jesus Christ. Because a lot of people can experience Jesus. They can have an experience of learning about him or knowing him. But when someone is baptized, it's more of a rooted illustration that someone has been touched by the grace found in Jesus Christ. There, and in verse 12, there talks a little bit how the baptism is rooted in the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And we got to see it play out this morning. But just to explain a little bit more, we have a volunteer stick man on the screen that illustrates it for us there. It says, "For you were buried with Christ when you were baptized." You weren't physically buried, but when you go down into the water, you are identifying with the death and the burial of Jesus Christ. He goes in, he dies for our sin and our brokenness to reconcile us back to God because God is holy. And so when you go down into the water, you are identifying with his death and his burial. And you are dying to your old self, your old way of life, your sin, brokenness, shame, the desire to run your own kingdom, if you will. There's often three different kingdoms in this world that if we let our flesh run amok, that we want to pursue. It's that we want comfort, a kingdom of comfort. We want to make ourselves comfortable. And if this may be your struggle if, say, when things are out of alignment for your comfort, you're quickly letting other people know. The kingdom of power, if you desire to have more control. So that is maybe the one, maybe you feel you resonate more with that you desire to have more control over different areas of your life. And the third one is approval. The kingdom of approval, that we pursue that. And we pursue either the approval of others or the approval of family members, or maybe it's just the approval of someone out there who doesn't actually exist, but you're wondering if they still approve you. And sometimes we get wrapped in one or all three of those types of kingdoms, and we get out of alignment with what our true identity is in Christ. And when we go down into the water, we're dying to those old kingdoms, to that. And then when we're coming out, we are being and trusting ourselves to live in the new life found in our identity in Christ. Verse 12, it says there on the screen, it says, "And with him you were raised to new life, just as you come out of the water, because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead." It's not because you tried harder, it's not because you figured out a new technique, it's because you entrusted yourself to the only one who could declare you holy, and that's Jesus Christ, our Lord. So when you come out of the water, you are identifying with his resurrection, that you are entrusting yourself to his mighty power to live a life of love. That's why in our mission statement we talk about embracing Christ's love, because that's where it starts, that's where it needs to begin. And out of that overflow, out of that deep reservoir of being enamored with God's love, comes a place where we can now live a life in his grace where we extend it to other people. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. There's a Catholic priest I like to read now and then named Henry Nouwen. He said this about baptism. He said, to be baptized means to make the passage with the people of Israel from the Old Testament and with Jesus from slavery to freedom, just as the Old Testament Israelites were brought to freedom in the Promised Land, and then from death to new life. It is a commitment to life in and through Jesus. That's what baptism is about. Is you're going, stepping from slavery to freedom. It's illustrating your life from your dying to your old self to your new life in God. So I want to invite up the five, well, one will be in Sunday school, but the four people that are here that were baptized today, I want to invite you up to the front to give you a certificate to commemorate and seal off this day. So if Hugo, if you come on up, and Heidi, you come on up, Maria, Matt, thank you. Come stand right here, that'd be great, thanks. So thank you. I just want to say a thank you on behalf of the congregation for sharing your story, for talking around how God has uniquely touched each of your lives. We talked a little bit last week when we were talking about baptism, is that you never know what part of your journey will be a blessing to other people. What part of it will inspire someone hearing it? And that's the power of God's work, is that it just has a ripple effect and spreads. So I want to give you each of these a certificate to commemorate this day, and then I'd like to pray for you. Would you pray with me? Let's pray. God, I thank you for taking something as simple as water and using it as a powerful, powerful, powerful symbol that we have been washed clean from sin because of your death on the cross. That you have forgiven us, you've declared us holy, that you love us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I thank you for these individuals who've taken this step of obedience to be baptized, as you declared for your followers to follow you with baptism. I thank you for the inspiring stories that we hear from them about how they were doing life one way, and then they open themselves and embrace your love, and life becomes anew, and there is a different and better journey with you. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
Thank you.